The clean water story, why these rules exist, and why dumpsters matter. To understand why dumpster compliance matters, you have to go back to how the Clean Water Act started. In the 1960s and early 1970s, America's rivers were in really bad shape. Industrial waste, sewage, and trash were being dumped directly into waterways. Some rivers were so polluted, they literally caught fire. In response, the federal government passed the Clean Water Act in 1972. The goal was simple but ambitious: make the nation's waters fishable and swimmable again. To enforce that law, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, was created. The EPA's job was to regulate pollution before it reached rivers, lakes, and oceans, not just clean it up afterward. Over time, regulators realized something important. Pollution doesn't only come from factories or pipes. A huge amount of pollution comes from rainwater flowing over everyday surfaces, parking lots, loading docks, trash areas, and picking up contaminants along the way. That's where stormwater regulations came from. What is stormwater? Really, stormwater is just rain. The problem starts when rain hits dirty surfaces. Oil, food waste, trash residue, grease, chemicals. It all gets picked up and carried into storm drains. Those storm drains usually go straight to rivers and oceans without treatment. That's why stormwater is regulated. What ISMS for? MS4 stands for Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System. That's the technical name for the storm drain systems cities operate. Streets, gutters, catch basins, and pipes that carry rainwater away. Cities are legally responsible for what flows into those systems. If polluted runoff enters an MS4, the city can be fined, even if the pollution came from a private property. What a SWPP is a Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. It's basically a written plan that explains how a site will prevent pollution from entering stormwater. It identifies risks, sets rules, and requires inspections and maintenance. The key idea is prevention, stopping pollution before it moves. What are BMPs? BMPs are best management practices. These are the physical and operational controls used to reduce stormwater pollution. Things like covers, enclosures, proper containment, inspections, and maintenance. A BMP only works if it actually prevents rain from contacting pollutants, where dumpsters come in. Dumpsters are one of the most overlooked stormwater pollution sources. When it rains, dumpsters collect water. That water mixes with food waste, trash residue, grease, and chemicals. That contaminated liquid is called leachate. When leachate leaks out or overflows, it becomes polluted runoff. What we're actually trying to prevent. There are several problems regulators care about when it comes to dumpsters. First is leachate, polluted liquid escaping from dumpsters. Second is polluted runoff, rainwater that becomes contaminated and flows into storm drains. Third is scavenging, people opening dumpsters, spreading trash, and creating exposure risks. Fourth is illegal dumping, uncontained waste that increases contamination and cleanup costs. All of these increase pollution risk and regulatory liability, why roofs and enclosures matter. The most effective way to reduce stormwater pollution from dumpsters is simple: keep rain out. If rain never enters the dumpster, it can't turn into leachate. Steel dumpster roofs and enclosures are physical BMPs. They don't rely on behavior or training. They just work. Combine that with inspections, photos, and documentation, and you move from guesswork to proof. Why data and inspections matter. Regulators don't want promises. They want evidence. That's why inspections, photos, GPS locations, and dashboards matter. They show what condition a dumpster is in, what risks exist, and what's been fixed. They also allow cities and property owners to prove they are actively preventing pollution. The big picture. The Clean Water Act isn't about punishment. It's about prevention. Stormwater rules exist because polluted runoff harms waterways. Dumpsters matter because they are a controllable, fixable source of pollution. When you combine physical fixes, inspections, and reporting, you create real environmental impact and real compliance. At the end of the day, clean water starts with stopping pollution at the source, and dumpsters are one of the most overlooked places to start.